I call this meeting of the Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund Conference Committee, House File 3426, to order. Today is May 13th, 2026, and it is my understanding that Chair Herr and Senator Westrum are joining by Zoom. The clerk, Ms. Keller, will take the roll. All
right. Representative Jordan,
here.
Representative Jordan, here. Representative Fisher.
Fisher, here.
Representative Fisher, here. Representative Heitzman. Representative Heitzman, here. Representative Burkle. Representative Burkle, here. Senator Herr.
Herr's here.
Senator Herr, here. Senator McEwen.
Here.
Senator McEwen, here. Senator Kunisch.
Here.
Senator Kunisch, here. Senator Westrum. Senator Westrum. Senator Westrum.
He'll be back in just a couple of minutes. So he had to step out for just a second.
Thank you.
Okay. A quorum is present. Since this is the first meeting of this conference committee, perhaps we can just go around, perhaps starting with Mr. Stanley, and just introduce yourself, just name and body and role.
Ben Stanley, Senate Nonpartisan Staff.
Dan Mueller, Senate Nonpartisan Staff, Fiscal Analyst.
Michael Vu, LA to Senator Fongher.
Senator Mary Kunisch.
Cara Josephson, Committee Administrator.
Senator Jen McEwen.
Representative Sidney Jordan.
Peter Strohmeyer, House CA.
Chloe Keller, House Committee Legislative Assistant.
Janelle Taylor, House Nonpartisan Staff.
Brad Hagmeier, House Nonpartisan Staff.
Representative Heitzman, GOP Co-Chair.
Amy Zippo, GOP CA.
Representative Peter Fisher, Co-Chair.
Representative John Burkle, GOP Vice Chair.
On Zoom, we have Senator Herr.
Yes, I'm here.
And then Senator Westrum, have you managed to join us yet? Well, a quorum remains present. And so first on the agenda is a walkthrough of the agreement reached by the House and Senate. I will defer to Ms. Taylor or Mr. Stanley, whoever would like to go first. Or perhaps Mr. Hagemeyer will go first. Mr. Hagemeyer.
Madam Chair, I'll take things for the lead here. I'm working off the spreadsheet. On the top is titled ML 2026 FY 2027 Environment Natural Resources Trust Fund. It's dated on the upper right corner as 5/13/26 at 11:38 a.m. I'm going to go fairly quickly here because there weren't a lot of fiscal changes between the House or Senate positions. You'll see starting on line one, subdivision three is resiliency. There's 10 recommendations from the LCCMR, and all of those were included in both the House and Senate and in the conference committee report. Line 13 is the water subdivision. There were 20 recommendations from LCCMR. And then going on to the next page, you'll see that all of those were included in both the House, Senate, and Conference Committee report. Line 35 is the start of the subdivision for education and outdoor recommendation, outdoor recreation. The LCCMR had made 40 recommendations in this area, totaling $37.8 million. Both the House and Senate, on the next page you'll see, removed one project on line 56. It's cultivating conservation leaders through education and wilderness experiences. That was not included in the House or Senate and is not included in the conference committee report. Going on to page four, you'll see subdivision six. That is the Fish and Wildlife Division. There are 19 recommendations that are made by LCCMR. Both the House and Senate carried all of those recommendations, and they are in the draft conference committee report. Line 98 is the beginning of the energy subdivision. There are two recommendations that both the House, Senate, and conference committee report included. Line 102 on page 5 is the land subdivision. There were 17 recommendations made by the LCCMR. That same number of recommendations were included by the House. The Senate had been carrying one more appropriation for rotational grazing pilot program. You'll see on line 120, that is not included. So in total, there are 17 projects for $17.9 million. Line 122 is subdivision 9. That's the administration budget for the contract agreement reimbursement for $340,000. In total, there's $102,036,000 being appropriated, and that's $1.252 million less than the constitutional limit.
17 projects for 17 point.
Going on to the last page, you'll see line 126 through line 138 are a number of carry forwards and extensions that were both included in the House and Senate bills and are in the conference committee report. Lines 139 through 142 show an additional piece of the rotational grazing pilot program the Senate had been carrying. They are not included in the conference committee report. And line 143 through 145 is the appropriation for the community grant program. And that is $28.18 million. And that was included in both the House and Senate bills. And that's all I have for fiscal changes. I think Ms. Taylor is going to go through the other changes.
Ms. Taylor.
Chair and members, I'm going to go through the DE amendment. This is should reflect the agreement. It's 3426DE, timestamp 341 today. I'm going to skip to page 49. That's where the policy items begin. But I will note that all the appropriations and extensions are all were identical coming into conference, the ones that were included, and there were no changes. So those should all look familiar to people. So if you go to page 49, on the bottom of that page, section 3, 4, and 5, these are all House sections, and what these do is they establish requirements for the expenditures from the LCCMR's emerging issues account. If you go to the page 50, you'll see one of those requirements would be requiring an affirmative vote of at least 12 members of the commission in order to make a recommendation from the emergent issues account. It could be reduced if there's a conflict of interest, and that's in section 5. Section 6 is another House provision that was included. This is related to the community grants program. This establishes maximum grant amounts. And that would be $2 million for trail maintenance grants and $750,000 for all others. As part of the agreement, a new paragraph C on the bottom of page 51 was included, and this clarifies how the limit for the trail maintenance grants would be applied. And then there's a new paragraph D also establishing an expiration date of June 30th, 2028 for those maximum grant amounts. Turning to the next page, section 7, this is another House provision. This would require the DNR staff that is working on the community grants program to complete annual training on financial reconciliation and fraud prevention. Section 8 is another House section that requires an in-person unannounced monitoring visit for grants that are $50,000 or more, and then requiring one for a sample of those that are under $50,000. And as part of the agreement, the selection of the sample does not need to be randomly, because that term was removed from the House language. Section 9 is another House provision. This required a pre-award risk assessment for grants that were less than $50,000. This is similar to existing requirements for grants that are $50,000 or over. It also requires a financial reconciliation on a sample of grants that are under $50,000. As part of the agreement, the sample does not need to be random, as that term was removed. Section 10 is another House section. This requires a surety bond or DNR approval of a fiscal agent in order to provide advance payments to grantees. Moving to page 53, section 11 is another House section. This requires grant recipients to submit quarterly progress reports. Section 12 is the community grants program appropriation. The language was identical in both the Senate and the House. And then section 13 is Senate language. It repeals a requirement that the DNR approve acquisitions funded with trust fund dollars. And that concludes the amendment.
Any further guidance from staff? Questions or comments from members? Senator McEwen.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I I would be remiss if I did not comment on, I believe it was item 56 that was removed under what were clearly spurious accusations against a excellent nonprofit that brings kids to the Boundary Waters for experiences camping up there. As we know, the Boundary Waters are a unique treasure located here in the state of Minnesota. This is not your car camping. This is not even the kind of camping that you might do out on a hike or in a state park. This is a very unique wilderness and experiences that kids are able to have there, away from phones, away from electronics, truly immersed and surrounded in nature for a period of days is a life-changing experience for many of them. And because of the actions of some in the legislature this year, those kids will not be able to have those experiences. And to politicize something like this and to bring kids into it and to essentially deprive them of, well, not to essentially, to literally deprive them of these experiences, to me is a real shame. And it's a real loss from this bill. So while I'm very pleased that we're able to reach agreement, and I am very pleased for the most part with our final agreement together, this is a gaping hole that I think, especially in the last days, was brought into stark relief with a vote earlier this week on the Senate side. And Minnesotans, I think, are sitting up and taking notice of the politicization of these funds that are not meant to be politicized. And it's okay for people to advocate for their politics. It's not okay to punish people for their political views by taking away educational opportunities from kids. So thanks.
Thank you, Senator. Representative Heintzman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'm going to share a different perspective. I think it's extremely important for us as members of the LCCMR, those of us that are, and members of the legislature, to hold the organizations and groups and cities and so on to a very high standard when it comes to these funds. And that's something that is stressed through our process frequently. And I think that suggesting that this is politics is the wrong approach. I think recognizing that in a bipartisan way, members of the legislature, both House and Senate, recognized together that this is something that needed to be addressed. There may be differences in how members feel that might have been done. Maybe there was differences here and there. That's fine, but majorities in both bodies work together to get a bill here today before us that we could support. And there's so much here that is excellent and that we can agree on. I'm glad that we're moving forward past the issue that has just been mentioned, and I'm glad to be a part of making sure that the LCCMR is successful this year.
Thank you, Representative Heintzman. Representative Fisher.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I will say, yes, we've got a lot of good things that are in the bill here. I, too, am a little disappointed that it did not make it through. I know it was something that we had to negotiate very hard on our side. I do feel that that the infraction that occurred is something that had to be addressed with. I do think that it was maybe a little bit more severe than it needed to be. And it's something that I think in the future we need to keep in mind how we approach it. We do have to have appropriate, and I think we may have been a little bit overboard. Having said that, I recognize we've got an agreement here. We did a lot of hard work and discussions on it, and this is where we are as of today.
Thank you, Representative Fisher. Next on my list, I have Senator Herr.
Madam Chair,
Sorry, I can't be there. I would love so much to be there, but I'm under the weather, and it's contagious too, so I'd rather be over here than over there. But is the DNR in the room there?
Is anyone from the DNR in the room? I don't see anyone from the DNR in the room, Senator. I apologize.
It's okay. I just want to see, you know, we make amendment to it, and it was agreed upon, but I just want to, you know, hear from the DNR on our agreement with the guardrail of the community grant. And but it would be nice to hear from them, but they can send a letter later. I just want to have this moment, if they're there, to have it recorded in our system here. But excuse me, while I have the I'm now with the mic. I want to thank everybody, you know, and mostly members in the Senate as well, and also members in the House and my two chairs in the House, and also the author of the bill, Representative Jordan. I'm just at this point, as Senator McCune has mentioned, if I think back, I probably the second or the third member here, not here, but in the state legislature that frequent the Boundary Waters more than any other legislator. I've been there since when I first discovered in 1995. And when I learned it, I didn't learn from someone who older than me or read from books, but a young person who was exposed by a group, outdoors group, and told me that, you know, since I'm new to Minnesota, I should take a tour to northern Minnesota, you know. And then I learned about the history of mining up there, you know, how early immigrants came here and in some degree was oppressed in many ways. And I think some of that already told in the movie, you know, in North Country. But then I discovered the Boundary Water, pristine water, and I just fell in love with it, and that place I want to protect for my children, my future generation, and all our future generation to have the same enjoyment that I have and be in touch with nature. And when you're in touch with nature, you learn to love humanity. You learn how to appreciate other individual too. And it's also a place for me to meditate, a place for me to pray, and in my own faith. And so it's valuable to me and to many other. And as I know that it's important for us to get young people out there to be exposed, same way that a teenager told me about the Boundary Water. And that will build our stewardship. We need it most now that climate change is real. We have warmer weather, and our weather is fluctuate from day to day. And so I'm disappointed, but I know that we have good handshake agreement on this bill. And whatever turn it is, although we punish an organization for a minor mistake that happened to put an image that they might not see the logo there, before I sit the Senate, I'm a video editor, and sometimes I can see how mistakes like this can come about and then been sent back for me to remove it, something like that. You know, I know that that's a plain minute mistake, and it should be punished for it. And since they've been stripped away from funding, this will set precedent. And what goes around comes around. And when it comes around on heavy hitter, whether we're willing to put them on the same reprimand or put them on the same punishment, that's up for the future and up for future generation. I know each of us, and also different point of view, or different eyes may have different a member of different eyes may have different point of view on this. But what we're missing is to groom our children to know that we have a valuable gem in our state, and that's the Boundary Water. So, I support this bill. I thank the trust of my Senate colleague to put on me to make sure we have good negotiation front, and we make the proposal rather quickly. And I appreciate Chair Fisher and Chair Heisman for agreeing to my term on the offer. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator Herr. We have also received communication from the DNR that says they support the language, and they thank members, conferees, and nonpartisan staff for their work on this. Any further questions or comments from conferees? Otherwise, I will move the adoption of 3426DE and the spreadsheet dated 5/13/26 at 11:38 a.m. and direct nonpartisan staff to prepare a conference committee report and incorporation of the spreadsheet. And I also move that nonpartisan staff are empowered to make technical and conforming changes to the language approved by this conference committee in order to reflect the intent of this conference committee. And Ms. Keller, will you take the roll?
Yes, I will. Representative Jordan.
Jordan votes aye.
Representative Jordan, aye. Representative Fisher.
Fisher, aye.
Representative Fisher, aye. Representative Heintzman.
Aye.
Representative Heintzman, aye. Representative Burkle.
Burkle, aye.
Representative Burkle, aye. Senator Herr.
Herr, aye.
Senator Herr, aye. Senator McEwen.
McEwen, aye.
Senator McEwen, aye. Senator Kunisch.
Kunisch says aye.
Senator Kunisch, aye. Senator Westrum. Senator Westrum.
There being 7 ayes and 0 nays, the motion prevails. Members, before we all gavel out, I just want to say thank you again to our staff. Thanks to House nonpartisan staff, Janelle Taylor and Brad Hagemeyer, and our reviser, Cindy Maxwell. Thank you to committee administrators, Peter Strohmeyer and Amy Zipko. Thank you to our partisan researchers, Chelsea Ray and Luke LeBrun. Thank you, Chloe Keller, for stepping in to come help the environment for a little bit here. And thank you to our page, Jenny, for helping us out today. I also, the LCCMR is an incredible amount of work. I think we feel this as members, but it pales in comparison to our entire LCCMR staff. So thanks again to Ms. Becca Nash, Mike Campana, Michael Linvarian, Diana Griffith, Noah Fribley, Aaron Barton, Lisa Biagouet, Tom Dietrich, Tiffany Schaffler, sorry, Tiffany, and Ajiv Shah, for all of your work that you put into making this bill happen. And thank you to all the work you are currently doing so we can all come back. And as the LCCMR committee, I know many of us are already going through and looking at projects and getting excited. I just want to turn it over to Chair Herr for any closing comments. But before I do, I also want to thank Speaker Melissa Hortman, who appointed me to the LCCMR and appointed several others of us to the LCCMR. We went through and heard all of our project proposals the week before her funeral, and that really gave me something to hope for in that week when there wasn't really anything else to feel good about or feel hopeful about. So for someone who loved nature and trees as much as the Hortman family did, I'm thinking about you today, Melissa. But Senator Herr, any closing comments?
Thank you for sharing your relationship with Speaker Melissa Hortman. I'm going to share my part too a little bit. I took a trip with her to Germany, Berlin, Germany, on the environmental trip on energy and environment, and we learned so much together and also learned to understand each other more in terms of policy. So she, in effect, is my mentor as well. I want to take this opportunity to thank member of my staff who's there in the room, like Carla Josephson, my CA, and also my LA, Michael Vu, and also our Senate counsel, Mr. Ben Stanley, and fiscal analyst Daniel Mueller. So I want to thank Becca Nash, director, and Mike Capana as well, and our political researcher on both sides, Cassie and Victor. Thank you very much. And if I forget anybody, I'm sorry. I'm doing this on the fly. I don't have the note right in front of me. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator Herr. Well, conferees, please watch your emails for an email from the revisor's office so we can sign these conference committee reports. It'll happen tonight. Please sign that as soon as you get the email. I know members are not always accustomed to checking their emails, but do it tonight. And with that, we are adjourned.